Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 241. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Today is Friday, so we're going to do Empty the Tank today, which basically means any app that we didn't cover during the week that we wanted to comes out today. This can be usually pretty explosive, so fasten your seatbelt or do whatever you have to do to, you know, block explosive app stuff. Anyway, let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Cheerio, Steve. How you doing?
Cheerio to you, fine sir. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hello, Steves.
Hello, Eric. All right, well, as we know, it's Empty the Tank Day today. Yeah. We usually start with Eric, who gives us, like, he usually has a moderately filled tank. And then, you know, we hit the big guns with Door and his, a 20-gallon?
20-gallon tank?
Yeah. But why don't you start us off today, Eric?
All right. I got a 10-gallon hat. Is that anything close to a 20-gallon tank?
It might be.
All right. My first app is called Bands in Town Concerts.
Ooh.
The Bands in Town part is all one word. So this app's kind of cool. You do need to log in, and you can log in with an email. Or Google Plus or Facebook if you want to do it that way. But so what this app does is once you log in, it'll give you a bunch of bands out there, and it'll say pick 10 bands out of this list. And as you're picking the bands that you like out of that list, the list changes a little bit to try to meet your taste and kind of try to drill into what you really kind of might be interested in seeing as far as bands go.
Selena Gomez?
Yes, she might be one. Definitely, probably, actually one.
Rick James?
Okay, so once you get those 10, it'll make what's called a concert cloud. And then it'll take your 10 artists, and then it'll scan the world to find out. It also finds out where you're at or where you plan to be. And then it'll make a concert cloud of possible concerts that are going to be fairly close to you that you may be interested in.
Hmm.
And the concert cloud is really honed into your liking of your type of music. And then when you click on that, it'll immediately pop up a concert in your area near you, as the apps, you know, would suggest, bands in town, and when they're playing and where they're at. And then you would log in. Yes, I'm going to this, maybe, or no. And it just gives you access to concerts around you.
That is a pretty amazing app, and it's huge. I mean, it's got tons and tons of downloads and reviews.
It's very graphically well made too. It's a very, very well made app. Somebody really did some good work engineering this whole thing.
Yeah, that, and it has maybe one of the best icons for an app I've ever seen. Has
the devil horns?
The devil horns.
You know, Dor, what would be your if it asked you for a band that you want to see, what would be your first pick?
Weird Al Yankovic.
How about you, Eric?
Probably Roger Waters.
Hmm.
But Pearl Jam, I did find out, was playing close to here within, you know, like an hour. With that, I had no idea that Pearl Jam was going to be in around here, you know, in next month. So that it totally made me start thinking, well, maybe we could go see Pearl Jam. That's not all bad.
Jeez. Pearl Jam. I'm thinking more of, I would like to see Zedd. I heard he did.
Yeah. You know, Zedd was in Chicago the last time I was in Chicago, and I'll be going there again in a month and a half. I wonder if he'll be back up there, and maybe this time I'll go see him.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Will you? If he's in Chicago, I'll buy your ticket.
All right. We'll talk. Cool. This is a great app. What else you got there in the tank?
Okay. I've got Joy, spelled exactly the way it sounds. This game, though, is a game that I can play, guys. This game has auto... Okay, so basically, it's a shooting game, sort of like Asteroids, but really, really colorful, really cool looking game, but it's got auto fire and auto aim. So I can basically just move my circle around. You don't have like a spaceship, it's a circle. I can move my circle around and it takes care of blast and everything for me. So I like
those are always fun games.
I did, and that's on the beginner's level, you know. So I did bump it up to an expert level just to give it a try, and it was still playable. It wasn't,
Because you're a gamer.
Yeah, you know, the skill level, I did die, you know, much quicker, but.
This is like Geometry Wars. Isn't this on like the Xbox Arcade, a game like this? Reminds me of. Wow, this looks awesome because he's just shooting so fast.
Yeah, I remember the name Geometry Wars. I don't remember the game.
Okay.
But yeah, this is full of action, full of colors, and it's I don't know. I think I described it as best I can.
No, you did. It's just watching the video, though. It's very quick, and the fact that you're just shooting bullets full speed like a rapid-fire machine gun all the time makes it kind of hectic. I like it.
Yeah. It's fun. I don't usually play games for very long, but I was sitting at the dentist's office today, and I found myself really brought into this game. I spent some time there. Probably looked like a father who didn't care playing a video game waiting for his kid or something. Yeah, well.
Dude, great game. I love it. Joy.
Yeah.
What do you think? Joy.
Here's the thing.
Name's so nice, they say it twice.
Exactly. It is $1.99 in the Play Store. I will say, part of me likes the idea of you only need to do one thing in a video game. Because here's my logic. We're, you know, 60 years ago in a world war, you were either flying the plane, navigating the plane, shooting the gun. You were doing one thing. You know what I mean? So my logic is, somebody else is shooting, somebody else is doing other stuff, and your job is to just navigate in the game. So
yeah, you do have power-ups and the ability to change your gun too, but right. I mean, you can hit it like a turbo boost that blasts a bunch of stuff all at once. But
right. I believe I have seen this game before. I want to say quite possibly a Humble Bundle I purchased, and it is it's one of those games, really simple, yet not easy, but fun. I mean, you want to keep playing it.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, it looks amazing. I'm into it. Not like quick and into it. I'm into it. what else you got to hurry?
Okay, this one's going to be a regurgitation. It's called C Pro Craigslist Free Client. This has in-app purchase, but I believe it's only one, and that upgrades you to full usage of this app. I don't use Craigslist like every day or anything, but I find myself going back and searching for the same thing a lot of times. Basically, I'll search for the town names around me, my town and the town across the river, just to see what's for sale around here. No, I'll type that in and see what's for sale in my town and the town next door. Well, it'll only be like, you know, maybe six or seven a day comes out of this town because the major metropolises are an hour away from here. And that's where the search category, you know, as far as when you pick up your town out of their list on Craigslist, I have nothing within an hour from here.
Dude, you know what? I'm the opposite. In Philly, I was kind of the opposite too. I do this right now. I did it a couple times today. When I have a couple minutes to spare, I go on Craigslist and I'll go into Tampa and then musical instruments and I just browse through. That's like me really drilling down, and I still have more than I can handle in a few minutes. The fact that you have seven in like three Craigslist locations, that's just weird to me.
Did I have seven items in my town?
Yeah, seven items in your town. It's just...
So the great thing about C Pro Craigslist Client is you can add multiple locations. You don't have to only look at one town.
That's so good.
That's the great thing about the free part. And you can search in that. And you can, when you search, it searches all those towns. It doesn't just search the one. That's great on the free part. Now, when you pay the $2.99 to upgrade this, then you can put in your searches and save them, and it'll notify you when something comes up for your search that you find yourself searching for. Nice. So say if you're looking for a specific synthesizer, Steve, you could type that synthesizer in there, search multiple towns around you, and every time that model number gets put on Craigslist, you'll immediately get a notification and it'll tell you where it's at, and you can check out the listing.
Let me tell you something. In 2005 or 2006, when I was into, I just started getting into internet marketing. I wrote a book on how to sell on Craigslist. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Craigslist. I almost learned how to program to make, there was no smartphones at the time, but I almost learned how to program to make an app like this for the computer because I wanted that so bad. Like if I typed MacBook into Craigslist, I wanted it to alert me every time a MacBook listing showed up. This does that finally, like 10 years later. But that's why I feel really close to this app.
Well, I think John C. Dvorak's son, it might have been Eric, made that on the computer and it got taken down by Craigslist.
It got blocked, yeah.
Yeah, I know another guy who did it, or maybe it might have been Dvorak's son. Yeah, he had a rough time with Craigslist too, where it could search multiple cities at once.
This app developer has had this app. I think it was originally called something different, but Escargot Studios LLC has had this app with this icon on for as long as I've had an Android phone.
Yeah.
And I've had it installed probably the whole time. And I've loved it. I mean, it's the only way I could search multiple towns, which is necessary here.
Unless you do it manually.
Yeah. And that's just,
because
not only do I have to search multiple towns, when I search multiple towns, one of them's in Iowa, one of them's in Illinois. Unfortunately, that's one more page you got to go back to the States. Man. So, yeah, no,
this is killer.
I just recently bought the $2.99 upgrade and I'm loving it.
Really?
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah. Eric,
very cool.
You brought this exact same verbatim URL path application episode 98. So that's how long you've been enjoying this application.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
My tank's almost empty. I would say that I want to give one more shout out to anybody who has not taken them up on it. If you own a Chromecast, you're still available to get 3 months of Google Play Unlimited Music right now, unless you've already taken advantage of another deal from them. So I tried. I've got 3 months free of Google Play Music through Samsung, and I'm like, well, I got a Chromecast. I'll see if I can double it up. You know, get 6 months, and I say, no, you're already logged in, member, or whatever. So anybody who hasn't tried it, there's a link in the show notes here for this Chromecast offer, celebrating Chromecast 1 year birthday, giving you 3 months of unlimited music.
Damn. Sweet. Thanks, Eric. Mucho appreciado.
You're welcome.
All right. Is that your tank?
That is my tank.
Good tank. All right, Dor. Want to end off this baby with your tank?
Sure. I will say, yes, I'm like Eric. I'm a big fan of my Chromecast. If I could, I would have probably three of them in my house. But
how quickly we forget. So it was just like an episode or two ago, I was actually saying the name of the apps at the end of each time I talked about one. Here I am two episodes later, not doing it. I just realized.
I completely forgot too. I
said, what is wrong with us?
I don't know.
It's not you, it's us.
We have a group condition of short-term memory issues. That's all it is. And don't be ashamed of it. We can, at the end, do an actual rundown if that's what's needed. No problem.
No, that's not going to work. These people want their apps named right after we say it.
Okay.
All right, what do you got?
This it might sound like a regurgitation, but it is not. Okay. It's called Lightning Launcher Extreme. Okay. In the past, I did bring Lightning Launcher as an application. I don't know when the developer, whatever his name is, Period X, developed a paid version of the app. Okay. It definitely enhances what's going on with the application. Now, the main thing I liked about Lightning Launcher was it is the closest to a infinitely customizable home screen. And that's the best, most direct way I can put it. It's a $2.99 paid app. Okay. This launcher can do anything short of 3D effects that you can think of. And here's the gimmick. Now they've also kicked it up a notch. As soon as you launch it, you have a couple icons and that's it on your desktop. One of them is tutorial. The other one is like help information. And the third one is themes. Okay. Now when you click on themes, it actually does a preconditioned Google Play search. And the search that it does is LL template, all one word, LL template, Larry template. If you just go into Google Play and type LL template, hit enter, you'll get the exact same results. And what you can see is there's a metric ton now of customizable themes that you can basically click, install, run, and then voila, you have a completely pre-formatted home screen setup on your Lightning launcher that then you can go back and edit to your heart's content kind of thing. So this to me is kind of like Themer and Home Pack Buzz, but more customizable.
Damn.
So I am a big fan of it right now. This is my current desktop, and I did go load one of the themes. This is my next app. It's called Play Theme for LLX. Lightning Launcher was always abbreviated LL, so Lightning Launcher Extreme is always abbreviated in the market as LLX. Most of the themes that you see are not developed by the developer. They're developed by other people who want to make other interfaces for this. I have this one now currently on my phone, and I'll say a couple of the things that it does that I really do like. I'm going to show at least Steve and Eric here live on our stream. It's a very fluid interface, okay? It's very easy to just scroll back and forth through the different screens. It's very easy to add quick icons. Like down here, I have a little play button. When I click that, you'll see the whole screen like jump and fly over. This was the music app. But because everything's customizable, I basically highlighted everything about the music app and deleted them all. Then I replaced it with two widgets. At the bottom is my podcast playing widget. At the top is my music widget. So that one button on the home screen of the play button, I just tap that and then it takes me to my quote unquote audio.
Wow.
So if I was using four different things, hypothetically, Podcast Addict, Google Music, audio player, and, you know, audiobook player, and then something else, I could have my four widgets all right there on that one screen, really quick and easy to get to.
Damn.
Now, it's infinitely customizable. Here's the next two apps, okay? 99% of Themer, Homepack Buzz, and Lightning Launcher Extreme themes all rely on two things, one of two things, or both of them, okay? What they are both called, the first one is called a Zooper Widget. I do not know if we ever bought Zooper Widget on the show before. Zooper Widget is one of the insanely customizable widgets you can get. You basically download it. You say, I want to add a new widget. You designate the size of it, whether it be 1x1, 4x4, anything in the middle kind of thing. But then when you create the widget, it's just blank. And then you can add custom dynamic text, custom images, custom information, custom preset buttons like play audio, next audio, volume up, volume down, turn on Bluetooth, turn on Wi-Fi. It's really its own ecosystem. Think of Tasker, but only for widgets. How with Tasker, you can do a lot of different stuff. You just got to know how to do it. Zooper Widget can let you create a widget that can do a whole insane myriad of displaying or interactions on the screen. It's just a question of setting it up. Now, with Lightning Launcher themes, I download pre-formatted Zooper widgets. So when I download my play theme, I get a whole bunch of preconditioned Zooper widgets that then I can go edit them. So it really is like multiple layers of customizations that can be done instead of just downloading Nova Launcher and using the built-in Google Play music widget. I can really have my own custom music widget, which is cool.
Jeez, it looks endless, like customizable.
Quite literally, if I was the guy behind Zuper or in charge of marketing or something, I would literally be offering free weekly webinars on how to create widgets and have it in as quick, like a 5-minute video fashion as possible. Here's how you do it. And then take questions from people at the end. You know what I mean? Feedback on how we can do more stuff, because it does take a little bit of learning. It's not hard learning. It does take a little bit of learning, but your reward out the other end, if you will, is kind of crazy. It's really insane. Okay.
That is insane.
Now the other widget application thing is called UCCW, Ultimate Custom Widget. I don't know why it's UCCW, Ultimate Custom Widget. There's only one C. Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, I believe this is a free app. Zuper Widget, there's a free and a paid version. I do believe this app I just gave, custom UCCW, it's a free app, in-app purchases to just allow you to do more upgrades. This is exactly like Zuper. It's just a different app. You can probably do things in Zuper you can't do in here. You can do things in here you can't do in Zuper. So you might need both of them to do everything you could possibly imagine, but just downloading one of them, playing with one of them, will yield insane diversity of results that you can get out of it.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So customizable.
Yeah, so with those four apps, you can customize your experience on Android to the nth degree. That was Lightning Launcher Extreme. I downloaded Play Theme for LLX and then Zuper Widget and Ultimate Custom Widget. With those four, the world is your oyster, if you will.
Yeah. You know? Seriously. I mean, you could resize. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then we're going to a totally different type of app. And that is Sharknado. Go shark yourself. This is from our friend Cameo, Kenny, we had on earlier. I'll just say this. This is like Sharknado, I would say, is like pickled flavored ice cream. If you would put pickled flavor ice cream, there's certain towns and certain areas where you wouldn't be able to keep it on the shelf because somebody would love it. Some people hate it. That Sharknado. You either love it or you hate it. But if you love it, Sharknado, go shark yourself, enables you to take a picture and basically put yourself, quote unquote, in Sharknado. I don't know if that's what you want. Okay.
Fun.
Yeah. This next app, I don't like saying repetitive lines. Like, I listened to the latest Linux for the Rest of Us, and I know in like five times that episode, I literally said, I'm not going to lie, or I'm telling the truth. You know what I mean? And I don't like repetitively saying things over and over again. But when I first saw this app, it literally almost made me weep, because the only constant is change. The ones who should be benefiting the most, I think, from all this change, to be honest, is kids. School, I fully acknowledge as being a very difficult thing for everybody involved. The upper staff has so much politics to deal with. The lower staff, the teachers, have to deal with the upper staff and then with all of the different types of kids that come into their classroom every day. And then the kids just have a lot to... This is a total change from what they're normally used to. They're normally used to just sitting home, doing what they want to do, going over to their friend's house, going outside and playing. It's really a big thing for them, okay? I like this because this is a more modern way to do certain things in school, okay? And it is geared for school students. It's pronounced drop. Drop for school. But it's spelled D-R-A-W-P for school. which you would think if it's for school, they would spell it right, but let's not go there. DRAWP for school. What this is supposed to be. We most of us have at least heard of Moodle and other things like that, where it's online websites that you can put on your own school's web server that's supposed to make it easier and more efficient for the teacher to develop curriculum, hand out curriculum, and accept completed curriculum back from these students and post grades and stuff like that. This is in the same context as that, but taking it further. This allows a teacher to quite literally create a pre-ALSEI elementary type school, lower grade school content for children. Okay. Not crazy advanced content, but a lot of lower content. Fairly easy. I'll say that. I'm not going to say crazy easy, but fairly easy. Allow them to create the content, push it out to the kids over a trusted network, basically, to the kids with Android and iPad tablets, saying you have a new assignment in your queue, allowing them to complete the assignment on their tablet, then allowing them to push it back to the teacher when they're done. The teacher can very easily grade and put notes on it. Also, the teacher can communicate with the parents, and this is the thing that I really loved. The parents can be notified when assignments are assigned. The parents can interact with the teachers to ask, how is my kid doing? Do they need any help with anything? I really like the idea of this. This is not the end game. This is the very beginning of this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the look of it. I like the feel of it. The guy in the video is slightly freaky, but, you know. I mean, I looked at him and I'm thinking, if he was my son's teacher, I'd tell my son, watch yourself. I'm just saying.
Jeez, man.
So this is the technology is great. I mean, watching this guy develop the example they give in the video is him making the layers of the earth.
Right.
And he adds a title to it and colors and things. I don't see where it says if it can or not, but if you could like drop in like a PDF or something in here, this is just a great way to even send out content. I could see myself using this at work to send out agendas to all the aldermen and they would receive it on their tablets and they can study it for the meeting coming up and things like that.
Right. Well, I want to say I might have something for you for that type of task. Coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I will say I'm with Eric. I like the idea of this app. I'm not sure though, you know, it's going to really work kind of thing. Okay. Now this next app, this hints at an app I brought last week. I want to say I brought Amazon Wallet last week. Amazon they've pulled the trigger. No, they've cocked the gun. They've aimed it. They've pulled the trigger and they've shot repetitively. They're going at this market now. Okay. They did Amazon Wallet. They created the Amazon Swiper for your phone. Now they also have another app called Amazon Seller. This is the app for the selling party who's posting things to Amazon for sale to better keep track and manage everything that you sell on Amazon. I don't do this, but I love the idea of this, and I hope it only adds more competition and more products to be bought and sold on Amazon.
Nice.
Yeah. Really big fan.
That's cool.
Really big fan, I'll say that. Okay, Eric, now here's the app I was thinking could have something to do with what you were looking for. More of an adult organization kind of thing. It's called CAST, just CAST, and by CAST, CAST. It's technically classified as social application, but if you look at the application and if you download it and play with it, it's really a organization app. And when I mean organization, it's for an organization of people. It's basically like what they say: life is full of events, whether it's a weekend of rock climbing, hipster stuff, or quick drink after work. This will help you organize groups of people. They do have a native group texting style application. They also have a genuine web interface to this. So if you do have a PDF, you could very easily have a group of people put it in your Dropbox or your own cloud or your Google Drive and just put the link in here and say, here's a link to all this to the group of people. This isn't totally fit your need, but it could be the way I'll put it is a stopgap solution until you find something full that meets your needs.
Well, it is politicians, so the quick drink after work is probably definitely applicable.
Maybe I should become a politician here, Eric. Okay. This one I have to mention also just because if you watch the video, it's entrancing. I love the speed, style, and I'll say artwork in this game. The game is called Duet, D-U-E-T. If you've seen the recent trend of line games are basically you're like a one blip entity and your goal is to get from beginning to end while avoiding stuff, okay? Duet takes it in a different manner. You are two dots that are like connected by an invisible string. So you can rotate around each other. And the paths you have to take involve well-timed back and forth rotating of those two dots. Really pretty game. There's no doubt in my mind when I played this, it's not an easy game, but it's definitely a fun game. And to be honest, dare I say, when you succeed at a level, you literally felt like you accomplished something. Kind of
yeah, because it looks hard.
Yeah,
I don't even want to try to play this. It looks way too difficult.
Right,
you can do it. You can do it, Eric.
Okay, I'm just going to throw out two more quick games because I have to. One is by our friend Adam. It has to be Adam. The guy who sent us the beach photo.
Oh, yeah, Adam. Yeah, he lives over in Portugal.
Exactly. Adam.
Clark, Adam Clark.
Adam Clark. This game does not have a video in the Play Market. I instantly looked one up on YouTube. This game looks difficult. It's called Six Wheel and a Gun Free. He swears by the addictiveness of this game. I literally put up my son's tablet tonight. We'll see what he says. A really cool vector style graphics, it looks like. Not complex controls, but it's like a little bit difficult, I think, to control stuff.
Wow, I like the graphics.
Are you shooting at the other tank then that's on the screen?
Well, there's multiple different stages. There are like obstacle course style stages, and then there's combat style stages. So I really like the look and feel of it. We'll see how my son feels about it. It's free with in-app purchases, but we'll see how he likes it. Then we get to the heavy hitter game. This is a $13.95 game called Trine 2 Complete Story. This was on Humble Bundle. This has been on PC and Linux and Mac for about a year, I'm going to say, maybe just under a year. Now it's on Android. And if you want to talk about high-end looking game, Le Hook, no further is all I got to say. Gorgeous, beautiful, not super complex game, but actually a fun game.
Looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Everything about this game I just thought was fun. A good pace of discovery, action, with a little bit of repetitive nature, just letting you hone your skills. But the whole time, you're just semi-mesmerized by the graphics and the surroundings, just how good they look.
They look incredible.
Yeah, the guys who did this.
Crazy.
Did it right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, and
good way to fit.
Sorry, I was going to say, on a $14 game, you usually hear extreme hesitation in my voice. There is no hesitation. As soon as I get $14, I'm buying this for my kid. There's no doubt in mind he's going to be hooked.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a game this nice looking, even on like the Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing looking, right. Especially that frog.
Well, I'll just say, technically speaking, Xbox resolution, 360 resolution, and Android phone resolution, Android pumps out higher resolution. Just saying, technically.
Hmm. Yeah, I believe it. Cool, man. Very good, Dor. Good tank. And same with you, Eric.
And I
I
left 5 apps on the floor.
You brought 12. I think you brought 12.
Well, there's that 4-pack I had to have all together in a nice little neat package.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be done. You want to say anything to the people here before we end off?
For the welcome weekend? To Android App Addicts. I love you. Okay. We have Bands in Town Concerts, Joy Joy, C Pro, Craigslist, Free Client, Lightning Launcher Extreme, Play Themes for LLX, Zuper Widgets, Ultimate Custom Widget, Sharknado, Go Shark Yourself, Drop for School, DRAWP, Amazon Seller, Cast, Duet, Six Wheels and a Gun, Trine 2, T-R-I-N-E 2, Complete Story.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. How about you, Eric?
Yeah. Dor brought the Amazon seller app, and he was talking about the Amazon card reader. I just wanted to give an update that I learned about recently with the Square card reader, and this might open up some doors for people who use it. They now offer offline mode for the Square card reader where you don't have to be, if you're in a place with data.
That's right.
And bad and no Wi-Fi, you can still actually take payments, but you would be responsible if for some reason they give you a bogus card or something. You're not going to get paid for it.
Wow.
They take the onerous out of that part since it's not an instant transaction.
Are you using Square?
I'm not at all. So I can't vouch to how well that works, but I just thought, you know, I used to use Square, you know, all the time. And that's a great addition to it, I think.
Yeah. Square is such a disruptor to that whole merchant account people who used to rip you for the hardware and the software. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Square.
Because you had to sign contracts with them.
Yeah, it was so bogus.
I thought a guy you might know of named Sean Johnson, I believe his wife uses the Square offline capability when she goes to some of her monster shows, because they don't get any cell service in some of the places.
Yeah
It's kind of new though, isn't it?
Honestly, I don't know.
I believe so.
Interesting. Very cool. Thank you, Eric. And my name's Steve Cherubino. Check out my other podcast at theproducer.club. If you like electronic dance music, you'll like what I'm doing over there. I'm talking to DJs and producers, and I'm just asking them how they make their music, because I'm interested and I'm hoping others are too. So check that out. Hope you guys enjoyed the whole week of shows we did here. We had a great developer on. We read some of your emails. The guys brought some great apps. I feel like accomplished. I feel like we got something done. So everybody have a great weekend. Relax, and we'll catch up with you next week.